Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. Today, I want to talk about how to set intentions for 2020 that will actually manifest. Because in 2019, I manifested the life of my dreams. And I was just looking at my journals that I was journaling in and my entries from the 30th and 31st of December last year and January 1st. And I looked in there and I literally just got full body chills because I'd written over and over, like, I am a six-figure earner. I am a six-figure earner. I was manifesting that. And I had forgotten it. I'd completely let it go. And I had no idea how that was going to happen. I didn't have my business, didn't have my podcast, wasn't teaching anyone about manifestation. And yet I had so much faith it was going to happen. And just before the new year, I was looking at my financials that my accountant sent over, and I realized that without even knowing it, I had hit the six-figure mark in my business. And that had happened in less than 7 months. And I just had this extreme, almost like moment of awe of the magic of the universe. An intention I set 1 year ago completely came true in a way I could never have expected. And it was all because I let the universe take the lead. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to say yes. I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to surrender. And it manifested. And not just that, but everything else in my journals had manifested. My moving my life to Bali, living in my dream villa, like living in a beach town, having the freedom to travel the world if I want to, having the abundance in my bank account, making the massive impact, receiving the feedback from clients who are crying and saying I changed their lives. Like these are all intentions I had set way back 1 year ago. And, you know, the version of me back then thought this was insane. She never thought it was going to happen. She truly had no idea how it was going to happen. She was insecure. She was nervous. She was shy. She had no confidence, but she believed in herself. And that girl transformed into the woman that I now am 1 year later. And I am so thankful for that version of me because she showed up with the strength even when she didn't feel like she had the strength, and she made this happen. So I want to help you because I know what it takes. I know what can happen in 1 year or even 1 month, 6 months, such short periods of time. My number one goal for the year was to have 10K months. I wanted 10K a month income monthly, and that manifested in the first 6 months of the year. I thought that was an outrageous intention for 1 year. Truly, I thought it was outrageous, and I thought it would take me 5 years to get there, but I was like, you know what the hell? I'm going to set the intention anyway. And the universe showed up and made it happen in 6 months. So I'm sharing this to kind of, I want to help you understand what is possible in any amount of time. There is nothing that is impossible, nothing that is too crazy, nothing that is too outrageous. My intentions for this coming year, now that I know what can happen, now that I know the magic of setting intentions, now that I know the magic of doing the inner work and investing in myself, and I know the magic of surrender, I know I can make anything happen. So I am setting huge intentions to help millions of people and to hit millions in my business and to impact so many people on an even deeper level than I have this year. And I have not one ounce of doubt that it's going to happen. The how, I don't know. When, I don't know. Where, I don't know. Does that matter? No. The how is not my job. The when is not my job. The where is not my job. The what and the why is my job. Same for you. So I want to give you some tips to set your own intentions for 2020 to make this the year that things change for you and to actually have your intentions manifest. So first I want to start with, what is the difference between goals and intentions? Because the way I perceive this, there's a big difference So intentions, these are big dreams that we set, right? My intention was to have a six-figure income. My intention was to manifest six figures in my business. My intention was to manifest travel and to manifest my dream villa in Bali. And these are intentions, but I don't consider them goals, because goals, growing up in the society, we tend to measure ourselves on our goals. We set a goal and we say, I'm going to do this. And if we don't achieve that goal, we're hard on ourselves and we feel like we're not worthy and we're not good enough. And we set time limits on these goals and we say, you know what, in the next 6 months, my goal is to lose 10 pounds or my goal is to hit, you know, 5K months. And then when it doesn't happen, your faith is gone and your belief is gone and your self-worth is shot. And then we train our brain to think that these goals that we're setting aren't going to happen, because we get in this pattern that becomes wired in our brain that when we set goals, they don't happen. So we start to set goals, but we don't believe in them the second we set them, because we know last year we set the goal and it didn't happen. This is why I set intentions. When you set an intention, you know it's going to happen, but you don't care when, you don't care how, because the universe has it under control. Right? So a goal is something that you can measurably track, that you know you have the control over reaching. For example, meditating for 5 minutes every morning is a goal that I would set for myself, because I can measure that. I have control over that. I can say, yes, I did that. I showed up for myself. When I say I'm setting a goal of 5K months in the next month, I don't have 100% control over that, because I'm not paying myself. Someone else has to literally transfer that money into my bank account. They have to choose to give me that money. So yes, while we have complete control over our realities, most of us aren't to an extent in our manifestation abilities yet where we are able to immediately manifest money or immediately manifest weight falling off in 1 month. So let's set goals that we can control. That way we are actually building our self-worth and our belief rather than damaging it. So set goals that are actions you can take every day that move you toward your long-term intentions. Set your long-term intentions. They are so important, but don't attach yourself to them, to when it's going to happen. When we attach ourselves to when something's going to happen, we're automatically setting ourselves up for failure for most people, because we go into this mindset of, if it doesn't happen at that time, I'm a failure. If it doesn't happen at that time, I'm not good enough, whatever it is. And we create judgment and guilt and shame around it. And all of this is very low vibration. We are putting out these low vibrational energies and we're judging ourselves and we're therefore resisting and blocking our own manifestations, because our manifestations come when we are vibrating at the same level of that manifestation. And typically what we want to manifest, if it's abundance, if it's bliss, if it's joy, if it's prosperity, those are high vibrational energies. So when we're projecting the energy of fear or doubt or disbelief or shame or guilt or low self-worth, those are low vibrational energies. And so therefore we are no longer a match for what we desire. This is why I never set time limits typically on my manifestations, on my huge intentions. I intend them and I have so much faith that I don't even care when they come, because I know they're coming in divine timing. And I'm going to get so lost in the joy of my current reality that I'm not constantly focusing on when that is coming, because I am not projecting my self-worth and I am not projecting my joy or my happiness or my enjoyment on that future manifestation. I'm calling in those experiences and those feelings now. So after this big rant, what I want you to take away from this is, set your long-term intentions, dream really freaking big, and then set your short-term measurable goals that you have complete control over, such as 5 minutes of meditation, 10 minutes of meditation a day. Maybe it's dancing every day to get your vibration up, your energy moving. Maybe it's doing gratitude every single morning and every single evening before you go to bed. Maybe it's committing to investing in a coach or a mentor or an academy or a course or a program that will help you get there faster. Maybe it's committing to finding like-minded friends who can encourage you and help you and challenge you. Like, what is it that you can commit to and completely control? And then go freaking schedule those in your calendar, whatever you use, if it's Google Calendar, if it's a written calendar, whatever, go schedule them. Schedule in when you're going to do this, especially if you have a busy schedule, which most people do. If you truly don't believe that you have time for 5 minutes of gratitude or meditation or journaling, or if you don't have money to invest in yourself, you're basically saying,
I'm not committed to the future I want to manifest. When we say, I don't have time, I don't have money, I don't have this, I don't have that, we're holding ourselves in scarcity. We're in a place of there's not enough. There's not enough time. There's not enough money. There's not enough love, whatever it is. We're making decisions and we're holding thought patterns and energy and belief systems based on our current reality. And when we base our thoughts and our decisions and our actions and our habits on our current reality, we hold ourselves in our current reality. If you want to get somewhere you've never been, you need to make decisions and thoughts and beliefs and use words based on where you want to be as if you're already there. Because in reality, you don't have time to not meditate. You can't afford to not invest in yourself. You can't afford to not take the risks. It is truly a matter of priorities. It's a matter of commitment. And you always want to ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now, the way I spend most of my time, is this moving me closer or further away from the life that I desire to manifest? Because everything we do is either moving us forward or backward towards what we want. Everything. So ask yourself, where are the five areas of my life that I'm spending the most time and energy? Are these five areas moving me forward or away from what I desire to manifest? You got to get really damn honest with yourself. And the ones that are moving you further away, they got to go. Period. If you're unconditionally committed to manifesting the life that you desire, they've got to go. Your top five time spenders, energy spenders have got to be things that are moving you toward what you desire to manifest. That is how you step into that life. You become the person who already has those things. What would the version of you who is living the life you desire be doing? And if you truly are unconditionally committed to the life that you desire to manifest, because it's only going to show up if you're unconditionally committed to it, you have to realize that discomfort is inevitable. The problem is that most people only want to change their lives if they can stay comfortable while they're changing their lives. And that's just not possible. Discomfort is inevitable. But you get to choose which type of discomfort you experience. The discomfort of staying where you are and looking back at your life in 5 years and realizing that you never took action, you never took any risk, you never tried, you never gave yourself a chance. That is pretty damn uncomfortable. Or the discomfort of taking the risks and taking the action and getting really uncomfortable and leaping into the unknown and not really knowing what's going to happen next. Right? Because that comes with potential failure and that comes with potential of falling flat on your face or embarrassing yourself. But that also comes with potential of reaching the life of your wildest dreams. Because you won't get there without failure. You won't get there without falling flat on your face. I promise you. But when you realize that failure is just a stepping stone on the way to success, it's no longer as painful. When you realize that failure is actually serving you and in reality, failure does not exist. Failure is just feedback. It's just redirection. That's all it is. And when we avoid failure, we avoid success. We avoid manifesting whatever it is that we desire. When we avoid discomfort, when we avoid risk-taking, we avoid success. It is self-sabotage. So can you commit to discomfort this year? Can you commit to heading toward your fear instead of away from it? Because one of the top lessons I learned in 2019 is that fear is your friend. But you've got to be committed enough to your vision, to what you desire in your life, that you're willing to feel fear, you're willing to feel discomfort. And if you're not, then maybe you don't have a big enough vision. Start creating intentions that inspire you, that make you feel something. I hear all the time, I don't know what I want. Well, do you know what you don't want? Why don't you start there? What do you not like about your life right now? What are you not okay with anymore? What are you just so done with and over? Now, what's the opposite of that? Get clear on the feelings you want to feel. Do you want to wake up excited and joyful and blissful? Do you want to make an impact on the world? Do you want to help your loved ones? Do you want to feel loved? Do you want to be loved? Do you want to love yourself? Do you want to feel confidence? I'm betting you know how you want to feel. Now find some things that would make you feel those ways. Those are your intentions. Now connect those intentions to emotions. How can you use your intentions to help others, right? Because for some reason, we are typically way more motivated when our intentions are surrounded around other people. Do you want to buy your parents a house? Do you want to retire them? Do you want to take your sisters or your dearest friends on their dream vacation they can't afford? Do you want to build a school in another country? Do you want to create a charity? Do you want to donate to your school or the low-income schools in your area? Do you want to help solve the problems that you struggled with when you were a child? Do you want to be able to pay the medical bills for your loved ones? What is it that inspires you? Create that as a part of your intentions. Don't make your intentions all about you, because it's never just about you. It's about how we can serve. It's about how we can help. Now, is the discomfort worth it? If you could see the look on your parents' face when you let them know that you've retired them, is the discomfort worth it when you tell your cousin who can't afford the surgery that you've just paid off their medical bills? Is the discomfort worth it when you see the looks on the children's faces who get to go to school because you built one for them in a community that couldn't afford to have one? Is the discomfort worth it when you get to see the messages and the feedback from the people who are so inspired by seeing you take a risk that they took a risk as well and changed their lives? Because the ripple effect of you acting and taking power over your life is going to create such an enormous ripple, one that you can never even imagine. People who you will never know and never even speak to, their lives will change because of you, because of the way you show up in your life. Is that worth it? To me, it is. To me, any amount of discomfort and fear is worth the impact I am making on this planet. Whether it's just on one person or the entire world, it is worth it. That is why I do what I do. That is why I'm here. Connect your intention to something bigger than you, because that thing that's bigger than you is going to make it worth it. So if you're focusing on, you know, the dream house that you want to manifest and the dream car you want to be driving, that is amazing. And you are so deserving of those things, and they will come. But sometimes that's not enough to drive us to do the things that terrify us most that we need to do. So yes, set the intentions to manifest all of the amazing abundance that you desire in your life, because it's yours and you deserve it. You so deserve it. But set the larger intention to spread the good to others. Focus on how you can help impact this world. Because you might give up on yourself, but you're not going to give up on the faces, on the expressions, on the shock and love from those people when they realize what you've been able to do to help them. You're not going to give up on them. That is my number one motivation. So the reason that your intentions may not have come true in the past is because you attached your self-worth to your goals. You set strict time limits to your goals that created resistance. You didn't create daily actionable, measurable, controllable actions for you to take. You didn't dream big enough when you set intentions. And you made it all about you. And you know what? That is absolutely okay. There is no judgment. There is nothing wrong with that. That is all a part of our journey. The past 10 years when you didn't meet your goals, your New Year's goals, your New Year's resolutions, that's okay. That was a part of your journey. Our entire life, all of this failure and struggles and challenges, it's like we're collecting this feedback so that we can rise into our full potential, but we can't rise into our full potential without learning from the struggles and the challenges and the bad decisions. So can you love on the past versions of you? Because those past versions of you got you to where you are right now listening to this podcast. If you're listening to this podcast, pretty sure that you're pretty damn committed to changing or transforming your life or manifesting something better in your life. That is praiseworthy. You should be proud of yourself that you're even listening. You're taking the time. You're 20 minutes in listening to something. Committing to yourself, to changing something in your life. That is amazing. And before you go ahead setting your intentions, what I also would like you to do is to think about how far you've come. Because we get so lost in what we want and the next step. That's what drives us as humans. We're always reaching towards the next step, which is amazing. Because that's what keeps society moving. It's what keeps us going. It's what keeps us reaching for more. That's how we reach our potential. We always felt okay where we were. We would never move forward and reach our full potential. However, you cannot manifest more if you're not grateful for what you have. And I guarantee that right now you have a lot in your life that you were begging for 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, a decade ago. What do you have in your life right now that you would have given anything for in your past? Did you forget what it felt like to not have those things, those experiences, those people? This happens to me all the time. I start getting stressed and I'm like, why am I stressed? Why am I so anxious? And I realize, oh, it's because I haven't reached this goal I have for myself. I set this intention to manifest this much money and it hasn't come yet. Okay. Hold up. I'm stressing myself out because I haven't reached this future goal I have for myself when what I have right now is something 2 months ago I would have done anything for. That 1 year ago was unimaginable to me. Make a list of 50 things you can have cultivate gratitude for in your life right now that the past version of yourself would have been so excited about. Because I guarantee you will not manifest abundance in your life if you cannot recognize the abundance currently in your life. Because we all have a lot of abundance in our lives. If you sleep in a mattress, if you have a roof over your head, if you drink running water, if you have access to food, if you can swipe a piece of plastic and take home a bag of groceries, that is abundance. If you have heat or air conditioning, if you have a family member or friends who make you laugh and listen to you, that is abundance. Notice the abundance around you. Thank yourself, all versions of yourself, for getting you where you are right now. Because even the versions of you you are ashamed of, those versions of you, they got you where you are. They created the building blocks, even if those building blocks were created on top of struggles and pain, that created the building blocks to not only where you are right now, but also to where you are going to be. Also to the life full of abundance and bliss that you are walking into. Yeah, the past versions of you, the ones who made the questionable decisions, the one who drank too much or cheated or lied or wasn't compassionate, or spent all your money, created debt. Whatever version of you you're judging, you're shaming, send her, send him, send them some love and thank them because they did the best that they could. They did the absolute best they could with what they had, with the belief system they had, the thought patterns they had, the energy they knew. They were doing the absolute best they could. And because of them, you are where you are and you're going to be where you get to go. And that's amazing. So take a second before you leap into everything that you want in 2020 and looking at everything you quote unquote failed at in 2019 and realize how damn far you've come and how amazing every single version of you has been. And I also want to remind you that no matter where you are right now, you are enough. You have done enough. You are doing enough. You are enough as you are. There is nothing else you need to do or ever can do to become enough. Because you're already enough. You are exactly where you need to be. Exactly. You're always on the right path. Whatever you've experienced, whatever you're going through, is exactly what you need to get you where you need to go. Whether it's the lesson you need to learn, whether it's the experience you need to have to help you up-level your mindset, whether it's the experience you need to have so you can meet the people you're supposed to meet to help you get where you need to go, everything you're experiencing is here to serve you. And once you realize that, you can side with the universe to co-create your reality in 2020. So something else that truly transformed my 2019 was realizing that money isn't meant to be hoarded. Because money anxiety, if you've listened to my podcast or been on my Instagram, you probably know that that was something I struggled with insanely a couple years ago, which is why it's central to what I teach, manifesting money and financial prosperity and abundance. And you cannot attract what you hold on to with both hands, right? When we're holding on to something tightly and we won't let go, we are basically saying to the universe, I believe that money is a limited resource. And I believe that if I let go of this money, it is not coming back. And our beliefs become our reality. The universe says, as you wish, money's a limited resource. Okay. And that is what you continue to experience. It doesn't mean it's the truth or the reality of the world. It just means that you are attracting, you are manifesting experiences that align with your belief system. Want to change your experience? Change your beliefs. In 2019, I changed my belief to, when I release money, I am richer. Every time I release money from my highest self, it comes back multiplied. And it did. In 2019, I invested more than 50K in my growth, in courses and programs and academies and mentorship and one-on-one coaching and group coaching, everything you name it, I did it. And it changed my life. And I started with investing $1,000 in a manifestation course when I didn't have $1,000 to spend. I was living paycheck to paycheck. That was technically my rent money. But I affirmed myself. I intuitively knew I was supposed to be investing in myself, and the money came back multiplied every single time. It is not meant to be hoarded. This entire world is just a hologram. It is an opportunity for us. Our life is an opportunity for us to experience the deepest, deepest places in our mind, in our physical reality. So we're able to look at our reality as feedback and say, if I don't like this part of my reality, it simply means there's something deep within me that's attracting it, that believes this is all that I'm worthy of. How can I shift that? And I had done a lot of work around money, but the biggest one was learning to release it. And it is still my biggest lesson because I continue to release bigger and bigger amounts of it and invest it in my growth. And every time I'm terrified, I'm always scared shitless. And every time it comes back multiplied. And if it doesn't, I realize there's inner work to do and I work through the inner work and it comes back. Because I know that discomfort is inevitable and fear is inevitable. And I know that I can only attract what I project. So I know if I want to attract abundance, I have to make risks and move toward my fear and make decisions that make me feel really damn uncomfortable and release abundance so I can receive abundance. Because when we invest in ourselves, we are literally paying ourselves. When you invest in yourself, what you're saying is, you know what? This seems like a lot of money. In fact, I'm kind of scared about releasing this much money. I've never done that before. But my growth is worth it. I am fucking worth it. So I'm going to do it anyway because I know the universe has my back. And I know that abundance is the only thing that truly exists and scarcity only exists in my mind. And when you do this, you raise your self-worth. You also raise your own vibration to match with the vibration of abundance. Because when you release money from your highest self to invest in yourself, like I said, you're paying yourself because that money is already on its way back to you, multiplied. So now I don't consider investing in myself as releasing money. I consider it paying myself. I am paying myself that money because it is coming back and I am also receiving the growth. And with that growth, I can then become a match for more abundance. With that said, I hope that this podcast was really helpful for you. I hope that you were able to set some goals and some intentions for 2020 that actually come true. And if you truly are committed to doing this, you know, in 2019, I transformed my entire reality. I went from working a job I hated, feeling miserable and unfulfilled and living paycheck to paycheck and just craving freedom and abundance and not knowing how to get there to manifesting the life of my dreams in less than a year. Everything changed. I have time freedom. I have location freedom. I have financial freedom. I have all of the freedom that didn't seem imaginable to myself a year ago. And not only that, but I have inner freedom. I've released the shame and the fear of what others think and the fear of failure and the fear of being myself. And I feel so authentic to my core in a way I never have before in my entire life. I've reached new levels of joy and bliss and pleasure in my life that I actually have never experienced and didn't know were actually possible. It was like I thought I'd, you know, reached this level of life where I'd done it. I felt good. And then I was brought to this whole nother level that I never knew was possible. And I want to help you do what I've done for myself in 2019. I want to help you do that in your life in 2020. Because I've done all the trial and error. I spent the years trying to figure it out. I've spent the $50K investing and learning from experts and applying it all to my life. I know what works. I've helped more than 85 women apply manifestation and learn it and start manifesting in their lives. I know how to make it happen. I've honed my manifestation abilities so much so that now I'm able to manifest specific large amounts of money in 24 to 48 hours. And I'm able to manifest literally anything I set my mind to. It shows up. It is so magical. And it's not because I'm any different than any of you listening. I'm a reflection of you. It's because I have done the inner work and aligned my subconscious mind, aligned my energy with what I desire to manifest. So it shows up. And if you've been following my journey, you probably know in the past 3 months, I've been working with my own personal spiritual coach. And she's taken me to even deeper levels. And she's allowed me to reach even more abundance and pleasure and prosperity in my life than I ever thought was possible. So her and I have teamed up. We are creating an academy. So you know, if you've been following me, I have my BAA, Blissful Abundance Academy, that I've been, I've had that for about 8 or so months now. I've been enrolling women to that, helping women manifest. So we're basically taking that and we're taking it deeper. We are creating almost like a second level to help you manifest, and we're taking it even deeper than just manifestation practices that I've been teaching. We're going to show you how to harness your sexual energy, which is your life force energy, to manifest, how to work through shame around sexual energy, how to release shame stories, how to embody your divine goddess or God embodiment, how to connect with Mother Earth and use Mother Earth to manifest and tune into your own authenticity and creative energies to manifest, right? So we're going even deeper. We're going to take you through all of the subconscious mind working, reworking. And I've got to tell you, Mia is the most powerful subconscious mind rewire I have ever worked with, ever, ever. She has taken me deeper and unwrapped layers in my mind that I never knew were there. Right? Because that's what manifestation is. It's not a process truly of learning to manifest, because yeah, that's fun and amazing. But the biggest portion that most people never get is unlearning everything else, unlearning the layers of subconscious beliefs that are blocking us, right? That were typically picked up from childhood. Before the age of 7, when our mind is in this hypnosis stage, everything is just trapped in our subconscious and it becomes the way we live our lives. So things from our childhood, like money doesn't grow on trees. Money causes problems. Money is limited. You have to work hard for money. You've got to save every penny. You have to get a 9-to-5 to create stability. Or, you know, you're not good enough. You're not capable. Whatever those beliefs are, if they're there at a subconscious level, most often we don't even realize that they're there. But until you unravel and rewire those, you will be blocked from manifesting abundance. And that is why we want to help you, because you can go on this path alone. And you can spend the years and the thousands and thousands of dollars figuring it out on your own. Or you can learn from us and we can show you. We want to give you a shortcut. We want to give you the growth that we've had in years in 8 weeks. Because we are literally holding nothing back. I am so, so fucking excited about this. It is going to be so transformational. My BAA has already been transformational. And this is going to be a whole nother level. So if you're ready to actually make things happen in 2020. If you want 2020 to be a year you look back and be like, yeah, that was the year things changed, like 2019 was for me. I want to show you and I want to support you in making that happen. So there is going to be a link in the podcast notes to apply for the academy. If you join paid in full, you're going to also get a free one-on-one coaching session from Mia. The next 30 people to pay in full are going to get one. This is valued at more than $600. And honestly, just this session in itself is worth the entire investment, because working with her is thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. This is probably the only chance to ever work with her in any capacity at this kind of cost, which is incredible, once in a lifetime opportunity. And not only do you get that session with her, but she's going to be there to support everyone throughout the entire academy along with me. You're going to get everything from both of us. So link in the podcast notes and the show notes for that. If you have any questions, just send me a DM at Pursuit of Bliss on Instagram with an underscore afterward. I love all of you. I hope you're having an absolutely beautiful, magical day, and I can't wait to serve you in 2020.